The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty, we're talking health. In a previous podcast, I chatted about kindness and what benefits it can bring to yours and others' health and well-being. Today, I'm going to chat a little bit about random acts of kindness. In these strange times we're living in at the moment, I'm amazed by the stories I read and hear about people doing extraordinary things for others. Some of these things are incredibly huge, and some things are very simple. One thing is true, little things mean an awful lot. Random acts of kindness are such wondrous things to hear about and wonderful to know about, and you know, you may want to even do some yourself. One thing I read the other day truly touched me. It's about a lady who'd forgotten her purse when she'd gone out shopping, and you know all the rigmarole of going in the shop and waiting in the queue and what have you. To get in the shop, when she'd done her shopping, and her shopping was through the tills and in her shopping bags, she realised that she'd forgotten her purse. She was absolutely mortified and really very upset. Suddenly a person in the queue came forward and tapped their bank card on the bank card machine, saying, "Please don't worry, take your shopping and relax." How absolutely fabulous is that? If you think about it literally, that random act of kindness helped the lady who'd left her purse at home, probably in many ways. Not only did she get her shopping paid for by somebody else, but she benefited from some unexpected kindness from someone she didn't know. And she was able to leave the supermarket feeling much better about her day. It will also have helped the person who paid for the lady's shopping in a positive way too. And think of the other people in the queue too. It may have made others think about random acts of kindness. Not necessarily paying for someone else's shopping, but other things. I also heard of someone who handed someone they didn't know a nice bunch of flowers, saying simply, "I want to bring some joy to your life. Here are some flowers." What a wonderful gesture that is. Helping someone, if you think about it, in whatever way you can, is so beneficial to your mental health and well-being and that of somebody else. If you're not sure on how you can undertake a random act of kindness or what sort of thing to do, take a look at this webpage. It's a great one by the Mental Health Foundation, and the address is www.mentalhealth.org.uk/blog/random-acts-kindness. If you click on this page, you can simply press a button to randomly select from a list of 50 random acts of kindness. Why not give it a try? How about making random acts of kindness a regular part of your life? Be kind to others, it makes such a difference. Thank you so much for listening. That's it for now. Take care of yourselves.